Say good afternoon, everyone. Good to be back in Hollow Heights. It's been a great day, a great weekend, amen, to be with the Lord and be with the people I love and have served for many years. Always good to come back and be with you all. I haven't got to shake all of your hand yet because, of course, we went straight to Bible class, and right after that, I had to go prepare for this afternoon. So if I haven't shaken your hand, hopefully I'll catch you at the door, amen. Yeah, it's been a good day, right? God has blessed us in a mighty, mighty way. What an appropriate song for what we're doing. If we keep lifting up Jesus, we'll get the result. That's what we remember, Highlights. You just got to keep lifting up. Long we lift up Jesus, we're going to get results. Amen. That's what we want to do, is lift him up, hang him up on the cross. And he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I wish I could get everybody to see that point of view of mine. Is that if we just keep hanging him on the cross, you just got to put the cross. And everywhere I go, I listen to preachers who don't say nothing about the cross. It saddens my heart because that God didn't give us, he didn't give us nothing hard to do. Just tell them what my son did. And even Jesus said, I'm going to Jerusalem and the Son of Man must suffer. And that's what he did, you all. And that's what's going to cause people to obey him. And so we're thankful tonight, this afternoon, to be back. And we know that we're still live, possibly on the conference call and YouTube and Facebook, whatever other ways we're getting out there. I want to say to those who are listening to us, we believe that the Bible is right and you need to be saved. You need to believe that Jesus suffered and hung, bled, and died. Believe that with all of your heart. Repent of your sins. Confess him to be the Son of God, as three did on this morning. And then be baptized for the remission of your sins. And the Lord would then add you to the only church you ever read about in the Bible, and that is the Church of Christ. Nothing we should ever apologize for. Just preach the Bible as it's written. And so we're thankful for those. And then we had three restorations, if I counted them correctly, on this morning. And what we're really trying to do, Brother Stroud and I talked about that, coming back every time I come, what we're doing, we're trying to restore people, we're trying to baptize folk, and that's important because the word that we need to remember, L-O-S-T, people are lost. Members can be lost. Amen. Visitors can be lost. Anyone who don't obey to God can be lost. And that's what we're talking about. That's going to be my emphasis on this afternoon. Now, as a result of the decision for me to go out on the road and the decision, Brother Stroud, to stay here, and we're getting baptisms now. We're up 30 plus on the road. We're up over 100 and some restorations. And then we added to that number today. So we got to credit now the decision to have both a traveling and a local minister. So there's not a lot of congregations like we got Churches of Christ sending men overseas. Amen. They go to El Salvador, but we're trying to do the next door thing. We're not trying to go to El Salvador. I'm gonna stick with next door. That's the best I can do. I'm not going over there. They can go to El Salvador. I'm gonna stick next door. And we're making an impact. Amen. We're making an impact. I've had the opportunity with people, 40, 50 people responded to the gospel and some of the gospel meetings I've been in too. So it's working. It's working, and we must continue to do the things that we know we must do in order to be favorable in God's eyesight. Is that right? And so thank you, Hollow Heights, for your support, and everything's going good. We hope and pray it continues to be that way. That is my prayer, that everything goes well, and God would bless our efforts overall. Amen? Amen. All right, now this afternoon, I'm going to restore such a one. And we rejoice every time. And I was talking to Brother Stroud, we're sitting here like, every time we rejoice is about a baptism. We got to change that. We got to change that because it is not just the baptism, it's lost. People that are lost, the restorations. If we can get memory, and that's what highlights you need to rally behind, restoring people back to the Lord. That is so critical and so overlooked, in my opinion, that we just casually, if somebody say, I have sinned, oh, well, you know, that they just did that last week. Man, that person could have died in their sins. Did you know that? Yeah. This is why restoration is so important. And so we need to go to the point of where we really rejoice with the angels in heaven, not over one sinner that repents. That's the rejoicing takes place because that soul would be lost. Now, when we look at the restoration of a lost soul, this is something that means to restore to mend what is broken, repair, make right again. You know, and sin is what sin what breaks the relationship. We know that. And I won't be short this evening because I know y'all had some good food over there and I didn't get to eat, so I ain't as sleepy as you are. Amen. But I know some of you are going to be sleeping. I'm going to be short. And you say, brother, we ain't never heard you preach a short sermon. Well, I'm going to change that for you this afternoon. How about that? We've had a good week. So, but I want to put some emphasis on that. But Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, and the Bible says, everybody turn there. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, where it says, if a brother what?
If a man
brethren, if a man
be what? Fault.
Overtaken in a fault. Remember, overtaken, as I'm going to emphasize there, overtaken in a fault.
Which ye which
ye
are what?
Are spiritual.
Restore such a one. How?
The spirit of meekness.
Considering yourself.
Lest thou also be tempted.
And verse 2.
Bear ye one another.
There's a burden to be bearing. And to fulfill the law of Christ. Right? No, now here, let me lay it out now. Notice this. The restoration. I mean, this is the same as Mark 16:15. When he said, go into the world and preach what? The gospel to every creature. He that believe it and he'll baptize shall be saved. That's for the non-member. Galatians 6 is a get to remember. Brethren, that's those who are in the family. If another brother is overtaken in a fault, the spiritual people, now unspiritual people are not going to do this. They got to restore such a one. What's such a one in the spirit? This such a one is lost. That's why it's such a one. Such a one is lost and can only be recovered by the spiritual ones. Am I right about it? Now, a person who is overtaken, that's important. What we're trying to restore is the brother or sister in Christ, the person who's been baptized, a member of the Church of Christ. We're trying to restore that person, this person now, which has been overtaken. That word overtaken, taken by surprise, caught up or being controlled by what we call the fault. Now, when you look at, if you look at concrete, and its strength is strong, but then there's a crack go in it, that's called a fault, a ground fault. Like if you have an earthquake, there's a fault. So there's a separation took place that brought it away from the strength that it had, and the strength we have is Jesus Christ. He's the chief cornerstone. When there's a fault in the foundation, you've separated from Christ. That makes sense what I'm saying? Okay, well, say amen. I won't preach long. You won't go to sleep on me. Just act like you're enjoying this sermon.
Amen.
I can't see you. I'm going to put my glass on so I can. But anyway, this is a good way to think about it. Because I really haven't taught this like this myself. So I'm enjoying this thought because I'm going to take it to the road. Because there's so many people in the Church of Christ that are lost. Some of them are listening to me out there now. They have been cracked by the old pandemic. They're not worshiping. They're using the worship services on the line and all that as if it's approved by God. And then, so that's just saying. They're over. Taken, they can be caught by that thing. It's trapped them. They're taken by surprise. They don't think that it's going to be, they don't think it's a fault, but it is a lapse of deviation, that word fault. A lapse or a deviation from living according to God's word. Amen. It could be unintentional, but it can also be willful. Y'all got it? Could be what? Unintentional? Say it with me. Could be unintentional. It could be willful. The key word is overtaken. They are overtaken by a fault, a crack in their foundation. And so we must realize, brothers and sisters, that there are some people out there who need us. They need us to restore them because they're in a dangerous, dangerous place. Turn your Bibles to Psalms, the 40th division of Psalms, so I can make a principle about this being overtaken and trapped in sin. Now, if you think back, I can think, think back when you're so trapped in sin, you could probably think back at a time when you were so caught up, you didn't realize how deep you had got into this thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, you might not go to admit it to me, but you need to admit it to yourself. Watch this, Psalm, the 40th division. David said this. You gonna help me along here this evening, ain't you?
Psalm 40.
Yeah, that's in the Old Testament.
It's in the Old Testament?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm over there.
I gotta help my friend.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Give me some. Help me out here. Don't make me work so hard.
I waited patiently.
Now, David, this is David. David made a lot of mistakes. If y'all on the call Wednesday night, we talk about David and all the things he done. But David got down in a pit, boy. He was in a bad place spiritually. And so he said, I'm waiting on the Lord.
And he inclined unto me.
Yeah, heard
my cry.
The Lord knew his condition, situation. And then he says,
He brought me up
also
out of the horrible pit.
That's the first thing I wanted to do. So David was in what they call a horrible pit. What I'm trying to do, I'm giving you a principle of being overtaken.
a biblical principle of being in a situation, for now you're so deep into the situation, it has overtaken you. Amen. So David said, I'm in this horrible place. I'm in a horrible pit. Literally, it was that pit he described was a sounding pit where nothing was heard except the howlings of the wild. So it was like a hollow place, a pit, when it reverberated. Like, you ever been somewhere hollow where you hear yourself, wah, 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 wah. But that's a reverberation, right? It's so hollow. There was no control. The pit had you so captured that they were just hollow around you. That's what he's describing here. And then he says, this overtaken can be so in this pit where nothing, you hear nothing, and you're so deep in this thing that you're on the bottom of the pit is a floor made out of clay. But it was not just any kind of clay. The Bible refers to it as miry clay. This is a quicksand-like situation where he's in this pit. And he's not on a solid ground. So as long as he's moving, trying to get out of the pit, he's going deeper into the sand. That makes sense what I'm saying? So now what I'm saying is that this miry clay, he's so deep in it, David can't save himself. He cannot save himself, and he cannot get out of this pit. He says, it's a horrible pit. He brought me up out of this horrible pit, and then he says,
set my feet on a rock,
which sound, a rock is solid, right? And so God did this as a rebuild. Now, this pit of perdition, this mud of corruption, these are figurative expressions that I'm using as my principle for Christians who are overtaken in a fault. Y'all understand what I'm saying? What I'm trying to use is a principle, a biblical principle, an analogy, expression to say this is what it's like when people are caught up in sin. Question is, have you ever been there? Yeah, see, now when you're honest, you got to say, man, I was so deep, I didn't even see myself. I couldn't even hear myself talk. Everything I said reverberated. You know, in other words, you're in a pretty bad place when you are in this place called overtaken. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a dismal state of sin, guilt, and the other inability of a condemned sinner to save himself. So, you know, in Galatians 6:1, Paul is pointing out this person is in trouble. Many of our loved ones, our brothers and sisters in the church, you all, in the church of Christ, that our brothers and sisters, remember this, spiritual needs. The men who are working in the relief, what we used to call spiritual, this is a portion of what we got to do. You got to get these people back. You got to go to a spiritual work. You got to evangelize. You got to restore. You got to consider these people are in trouble without us. God put us here to take care of his family. Amen, somebody. And so this is our brothers and sisters, and they're in the pit. They're stuck there. Some of them in these pits of sin so deep in it, they can't see a way out of it. So they just give up. They don't come back to worship. Have we picked up the phone and tried to call them? Have we sent emails out to them? Have we asked if we can we go visit y'all? What are we trying to do? Get them out the pit. Right. You got to restore. This is important as bringing a visitor here and baptizing them. That's the point of the lesson this afternoon. Some are so deep in sin, they can't see a way out of that sin. They just settle in and live there in it. If we don't go get them, they're going to die in their sin. Some in pits of self-pity. I done tried over and over, feeling sorry for themselves, and then they're running, and they're turning into their own worst enemy. They're just in the clay shaking. They're going deeper and deeper. Can't you see the point? They're going deeper and deeper. They need us to get them. That's what the Bible, Paul said. Brothers, y'all who are spiritual, the spiritual people got to see that this person needs rescuing. Right. This person needs a 911 holler, right? If you see somebody out there dying, you don't just stand there and watch them. You start doing everything you can to resuscitate them, to get them back to the hospital so they can save their life, right? Amen. What's the hospital? The church. Well, we're going to use resuscitate them. Brother, we need a spirit. You don't want to know anybody working on you. You want a doctor who's trained. You want to who understands this is a life and death situation. See, that's why he says spiritual. People who know this is a life and death situation. I don't think we do a good job of this. I got one amen.
Amen.
No. We work hard trying to get a new member here. But how hard do we work getting these people back?
They in this pit. They start feeling sorry about themselves. They stop trying to help themselves. Then they go in the pits of the depression. And then so when they're in the pit, then life starts flowing water. You know, they got all kind of problems going in their life, going in their marriages. They got problems at home. They're without God. Amen. It's just like a flood is coming in on them, y'all. We got to get in there and get them out that pit. That's it. That's good preaching, Brother Brooks. I know.
Amen.
But do we do it? Are we going to do it? This is the point of the letter. I told Brother, I'm going to hit this hard because that's when I come back or when we are in this pool, me and him, either one, we're trying to baptize, we're trying to restore every time.
Amen.
And we do that day, every day of the week, we're trying to do that. And you, who are spiritual, should be in the same mindset, and it's not just a pulpit's job. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Then you get the people are depressed, they're losing their lives, they're committing spiritual suicide. And then you got those people, they're spiritually, they're bankrupt. They done lost it. You can't just say, have you ever been bankrupt spiritually? You have no way to pray. You know you ain't sin. It says to me, acting like I ain't. And those who know the spirit, those who know the Bible, you know you got a situation that's serious. So you're spiritually bankrupt, spiritually suicidal too. At that point, people give up, just like that man did who killed all them folk. They say he was mentally ill. He also just gave up on life.
Right.
He was bankrupt, and life didn't have nothing to offer him. And then members of the church can get that same way. Then you got the people who are in these pits of stalemate. You know, you've been where you are for the last 10 years as a Christian. Amen. You out there listening to me today, you know you've been just where you are now. You finding other ways not to get involved in the work of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You can say amen when it's true. Amen. When people get stalemated, make a lot of motion, make a lot of talk, and ain't going nowhere. Like the old man in the rocking chair. Make a lot of motion, ain't moving. Where you at this afternoon? This is a question we have to ask. Who can help those singing this deep and say, who is it that God rely on to help? Right here, he said, ye who are spirit. Number one, who can help them? Yes. The spiritual people. Who are the spiritual people? People who are led by the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5. And we're led by the Spirit. Amen. And you know, that means you just doing what God tells you. You know your soul is required. Your soul salvation it hinges on you being obedient to God. When God's Spirit and your Spirit bear witness, Romans chapter 8, you will know you're a child of God. So being led by the Spirit is that you're doing what God commands you to do to save your brother and sister. We are to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves.
Amen.
It's the greatest of all the love. Who gonna do it? Spiritual people. Who not gonna do it? People who are not spiritual. People who are not spiritual, not gonna hear this message, they're not gonna respond to it. I mean, responding meaning do it.
Amen.
Go get these people. Have a meeting. Do a recall. Mm-hmm. Call them. Try to get them back. Where they left, they can go wherever. That's one idea. They left and they can do whatever they want to do. Or you can have a spiritual thought. They're in a place that God expects me to go get them.
Amen.
It's not a casual thing. Just write them off. We don't do that. We don't write off people who are lost, have never been baptized. This is equivalent. Equally.
Gotcha.
Y'all getting the point? Gotcha. So if we believe that you can't walk by a visitor and not baptize and try to baptize them, then you can't leave a sister or brother out there who we know are members of Holland Heights that we ain't went to get yet. Preach, Brother Brooks. I'm going to get in my little car and go to after this.
Amen.
This is good stuff.
Amen.
Now, let me have another. Number two. Who restores spiritual people? How do they do it? In a spirit of meekness. What he said, first of all, before you talk to anybody else, you think about how you'd want them to talk to you. Amen. In the spirit of meekness, you don't judge severely or seek to cut their hands off or just write them off and with no love involved. You only spirit of people restoring the spirit of meekness. Why?
Considering that.
Third thing. Because you wouldn't want nobody coming at you like that.
Amen.
So God is saying, hey, you got to preach the gospel to baptize them. Spirit of people, go get them. But don't you forget. You approach that lost soul in spirit of meekness, considering yourself. That's why the lesson we just did on Wednesday night, if you didn't get to listen to Nathan's approach to David, that's a good lesson. That's a good lesson. Go back. Because his approach was that of one who was considering himself.
Hmm.
Now, the fourth thing. What is the purpose of Rep State other than to bring the person back? He says, Bear ye one another's.
One another's burdens.
Guys, see, being in that state, knowing I'm lost, I got trouble, I got issues going on in my life. It's a burden when you're overtaken by this sin. He said, when God is saying that through the word, this person, your brother or your sister is overtaken. And he said, you got to bear that burden. You got to help each other, sustain each other, keep them out the pit, get them out the pit. And then you are going to fulfill the law. Next point. Then the fulfillment of the law is called the law of love. Greater love had no man than this, did lay down life for what? The New Testament is called the law of love. Or so, do I love you? Yes. Do we love the world? Yes. Do we love the church? Yes. Do we love God? Yes. Do we love Jesus? Yes. Do we love our brother who is fallen? Yes. Action speaks. Somebody told me one time. Amen. I'm saying, how hard do we work at this? That's the thought that we should leave with today. Like, do we restore in the spirit of meekness, considering ourselves? Do we see them in this dangerous place? If you haven't been, now's the time to say, you know, I never thought about it like that. That now, so what we do, we respond accordingly. We respond accordingly by saying, what can we do? Get them up. And David, in closing, David went back. He said, God heard him. God done his part. We do our part. God. He said, he brought me up out of this pit. Set my feet on a rock and established my goal. Now, what he said in verse 3?
He put a new song in my mouth.
So you know how people, when somebody lost, I don't know if what you know about Amazing Grace, here's what I know about it. That's my song. When I was out there, brother, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved the wretch like me. I once was lost. But now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. See, our brothers who come back and say, thank God, my family loved me. I'm back. That's what we want. That joy will be celebrated in heaven. Why you say that, brother? The angel rejoice over one sinner that repent.
Amen.
Good lesson?
Good lesson.
Restoring such a woman. What are we doing? Restoring them back into a relationship with the most important relationship they ever had in their life.
Amen.
It's the relationship with God.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, if you're here today and you haven't been doing it, pick up the phone this evening. Call somebody you ain't seen. And say, man, you all right? Act on it. Act on this restoration thing. So we know we've done our part for our brothers and sisters. If you're here today, you're not a Christian. You understand. I said at the beginning, you got to believe that Jesus hung, bled, and died on the cross. You got to believe that they beat him. You got to believe that they spit on him. You got to believe that they mocked him. You got to believe that they whipped him with a whip. You got to believe he had to carry that tree. Where he carried to? Calvary.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He carried to Calvary. Burdens are lifted.
Yes, sir.
At Calvary.
There we go.
Calvary. Cruel Calvary. That's where he went to lift our burden, the burden of sin, like these guys. Bear ye one another. In this case, it was a sinful burden. Jesus went to Calvary to take that burden off. And after we become Christian, you become Christian. You help other people lift them burdens. Amen, somebody. Amen. It's not just the burden of living in this life. It's the burden of carrying this overtaken fault. If you're here and you're not a Christian, remember, Jesus hung on that cross 6 long hours suffering. God's only son. Suffered on a cross, y'all. They killed him on the cross. They murdered him so we can have a hope.
Amen.
For eternal. That's good news. Isn't that good news? Amen. I'm so thankful that he stayed on the cross for me. I know I wasn't worth it. But God thought so. That's why grace is unmerited favor. We did nothing to earn it. God loved us. That's why we ought to be thankful, Christian. We ought to be grateful. We all ought to have one portion of the ministry that we need to focus on. You focus on helping get people baptized. Focus on helping people do restoration. Get you a good balance of it. You know, everybody got different talent. We can all do this together. We all know the mission is to save souls. So if you're on the call out there listening today, if you're not a Christian, understand you must believe that Jesus hung and bled and died. Number two, you must hear, and number two, you must believe. Number three, you must repent of your sin. Jesus said, I tell your name, but except you repent, you're going to perish. Luke 13:3-5. Number four, you must confess, as the three did today. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We've had baptism here every week for the last 4 weeks, I think. They all been making that same confession. Amen.
Amen.
So then you got to what? After that, you got to be baptized for the remission of sin. Then, live faithful. Well, if you live faithful, we don't have to restore you. That's the next step. Live faithful
unto death. Now, I know it can be done. You can live faith. I've met a Christian who fought. That living faith don't mean you ain't going to sin. It just means you don't never leave the church. You don't never stop coming to worship. You don't never stop asking forgiveness. That's what living faith is. Living to learn and identify sins in your life that you got to get right, grow past, and get over. Amen, sir. But don't stay out there so long that you get overtaken by a fault with no help. Amen. Yeah, that's a good lesson right there. I wonder if there's somebody here Amen. Who wants to get baptized. We want to baptize you today. And if you're in the church, you need to be restored. You that one been over there. We reaching out. We trying to help you. We trying to get you to hear us. And maybe it's somebody out there in internet land listening to me. You down in your house right now. You on that alcohol. You looking at them bottles. You on the car, but you overtaken. You down there in your house. You going to get into the states of prayer. You listening to us on the conference. You watching me. You know I'm talking to you. You know you've been overtaken. Won't you call somebody this evening? Call somebody and say, bro, I heard brother, I need to get my life right. And you come back home. I'm talking to people on the internet now. You come back to the house. You call somebody and say, I got to get back on track. I have derailed and I have been overtaken. And you can reach out to. Reach up. David said he did. He reach up. You got to look until you hear what comes your help. You can reach up. You can't get out the pit by yourself. But you got to reach up. You got to reach up and try to come back to life. Or you're going to sink in that miry clay and you're going to die and lose your soul. That's a good lesson. If you're here today and you're subject to the invitation, whether it be to come for prayer requests, or you need to be baptized, or you need to make a confession, you can do that. So we got to sing the song of encouragement.
Amen. Restore my spirit, Lord. I need restore
right here.
My heart is weary. Please help me, dear Lord. I stand in need of more strength from your word. Renew my love, rebuild my faith. Oh, restore my soul. Revive the fire, Lord. Deep in my soul,
that's a good song right there.
Stir my desire to work in your full light in my heart, dear God. My zeal grown cold, renew my love, rebuild my faith, oh, restore my soul. Renew my courage, Lord, it needs restore. My cup is empty,